Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with Max's grand champion from the August Challenge, Dean Sanfilippo. Dean, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thanks, mate. Good to speak to you.
Now, Dean, just talking about your name, did I completely butcher your surname, Sanfilippo? Or did I make it very Australian?
Nah, it was all right. It was all right. It wasn't too bad. Yeah, Sanfilippo.
No, nice, sweet. Well, look, Dean, I'm excited to spend a little bit of time chatting with you about your experiences with the August Challenge. But look, just a couple of days ago, you found out that not only were you in the top 50, not only were you in the top 10, not only were you in the top 3, but you won the Max's Challenge. How has the past couple of days been like for you?
Oh, it was pretty exciting, actually. I was actually out because it was first day freedom in Melbourne. So I was actually at a mate's place and completely forgot about the live, sorry. And was too busy enjoying myself. But at about, would have been about 10 or 11, I actually remembered that I had it and I went back and watched it. And we were losing it, all my mates and that. They just couldn't believe it. It was pretty funny. It was great. Good experience.
Mate, you should be so proud of the results you've achieved. I remember the live event, Nick and I announcing you as the winner. And I believe Nick said something like, oh, I'm sure Dean's probably out at the moment with lockdowns just being eased. And he's probably going out and just celebrating the end of lockdown. But then you had another reason to celebrate having to win the challenge. So that's awesome that you're with your buddies. And I'm sure that would have been a fun night, hey?
Yeah, we have watched it back a couple of times with a few other friends and stuff. And yeah, it's good. It was very good.
No, wild. Dean, now talk to me. So I know a little bit about you, having read your profile and such, but there's some people who might not know who you are. So would you like to give us a little bit of an introduction about yourself, maybe where you're from, what you do for work, and who is Dean?
Yeah. So I'm 32. I was born in Melbourne. I've lived in Melbourne my whole life. My background, so for work, I'm actually just a sales rep for a bicycle company. So I sell bikes and accessories. I did a lot of cycling. Well, my fitness journey, I guess, started. I have a bit of a background with fitness, and it all started, I guess, when I was about 16, wanted to pack on muscle because I was always that small, skinny kid at school. So I did that, and then I actually fell in love with cycling and race bikes for a long time. And then once the cycling was over, I actually was looking for something to do and started a bit of CrossFit. And then from CrossFit, that led me into COVID happened, actually. That's what happened. And then gyms closed and stuff. And then I just started cycling again. And that's pretty much it.
No, I like it. We're talking about cycling. Were you like long distance cycling or like sprint cycling? Because, that's a big world. Like what kind of cycling were you doing?
I was a road-based cyclist, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mainly around Australia, or did you get to tour maybe overseas or anything?
Yeah, I did end up racing, did two seasons in Belgium, actually. That was awesome, man. It's probably the best time of my life, to be honest. Yeah. So did a couple of years in Europe and it was unreal. It was unreal. But then when I turned 24, it was back to reality and had to get a full-time job and get on with life.
Yeah, life gets in the way. Well, you would have loved cycling around parts of Northern Europe, hey? A lot more infrastructure than here in Melbourne.
Amazing, yeah. Absolutely amazing. Can't wait to get back over, to be honest.
I've been pretty lucky in my time to be able to travel a little bit. And what amazed me was, these multi-level bike, like storage things, like what you'd expect a car park to be, but like of bikes in places like Northern Europe, example being Belgium. And I love the idea being within the fitness space that these large public health decisions to make, bicycles part of everyday life led to, improvements in the health of people in parts of Europe. And I'd love for Australia to slowly become like that, where we could see more cyclists and commuting by bike, because, that really just improves overall health of people. And it's a shame that we live so spread out in Australia where we need to have a car, and that kind of leads to like the obesity problems that we have in Australia. But I don't.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Now, Dean, I want to talk about why. Maybe you said you've had experience with fitness, but maybe, kind of COVID got in the way and, kind of put on those extra COVID kilos and such. But talking about the challenge, why did you choose to join the August Challenge?
Yeah, so there was a couple of reasons, actually. I started the challenge actually because I actually put on about 4 kilos, and my partner actually, she's very, very good CrossFitter, like top 100 in the world. And she started calling me Soupy, and she was giving me a bit of dirt. And I thought, that's actually, to be honest, like I have been quite muscly in the past, and my muscles, like just from cycling purely throughout COVID, I noticed like my chest and my arms were just like, even when I flexed, the muscle wasn't hard anymore. And I was like, far out, I need to do something. Like this is getting out of control. You know, I'm 32, and definitely everyone that told me after 30, it definitely gets a little bit harder. And yeah, you can't eat those cakes and stuff and not expect to show, you know what I mean? So yeah, not only that, I wasn't looking very good, and I thought, oh, I'm going to do something. And actually it was my brother did a Max's challenge in, I think I asked him, and he said it was about maybe like 2015. And he got pretty shredded, like really shredded off it. And I was like, oh, you know what, I just need to do something. And I had no idea what I was going to do. And I have counted macros and stuff in the past. And I thought, oh, I'm just going to look it up. I wonder if it's even a thing. So I looked it up, Max's challenge. And yeah, there was actually one starting like in a week. And I thought, maybe I'll do it. And I said to the missus, hey, I'm going to do the Max's challenge. She's like, what's that? She's a Kiwi. So she had no idea what Max's was. And I was, you know, every friend I told, I was just like, you know, that protein powder with that massive guy on it. And they're like, oh yeah. And then I was like, yeah, I'm doing that challenge. So that's what led me to the challenge. And yeah, I'm definitely glad that I did it.
I like that story so much. And often, you know, the common story we hear is, you know, someone who's maybe into fitness when they were young, like in their 20s. And then life happens, you know, and we need to get a full-time job. We need to have, you know, children. We move into state. Something happens. We get injured. And then we wake up one day, we're not happy with the way that we look. But I like your story because you kind of caught it a little bit earlier. Instead of it happening when you're like 40, you kind of caught it when you're 32, being like, hey, like, you know, my muscles are looking soft. Maybe I've gained just a couple of kilos. I'm not really happy with the way I look. And I can imagine that your circles of people that you're around, you know, your friends, your family, if your partner's in the top 100 CrossFitters of the world, I can imagine that you're around lots of really fit people. So I'm sure that kind of pushed you in the direction of being like, well, I need to do something now. And I think what I love about your transformation, Dean, is that, you know, we in the fitness space have like a high level of respect for the transformation that you've achieved, where, you know, it's not this really dramatic, like you've lost, you know, 15 kilos or something crazy. It's like, wow, look at your physique come through. Look at the muscle change. Look at the way that, you know, your whole body has changed. And we know that takes lots of hard work, almost more difficult than, you know, pure fat loss, which I have a lot of respect for. So man, I must say, you know, your transformation was definitely one of my favorite transformations. And the next point I'm going to make is about your quads. What the hell, man? Like, they are something else.
Yeah, it's funny actually, like in the gym and pretty much most of my life after cycling, I guess I've had they're pretty nice legs, like good muscular legs. And I guess I got gifted with chest, arms and legs and not great abs. They've always been the hardest thing for me to get, but yeah, legs have always been something I've been pretty proud of.
Yeah. So you would say mostly built from cycling, or do you love a good squat and stuff?
Oh yeah, look, I have done my fair share of leg work, that's for sure. But I've definitely been gifted with a good shape leg and then just built off that. But I think, to be honest, I think the majority of my legs has definitely come from just years of cycling, and being more of a sprinter, I definitely a bit lucky. You know, most cyclists are quite skinny, very, very skinny. I was always that one that was that little bit chunky. I'm very mesomorph. So even when I was cycling, you know, they want you as lean and skinny as possible, but I was always packing a little bit extra weight. And yeah, most of it being in the legs. So,
well, going back to your road cycling, like what kind of distance are we talking with road cycling?
Oh, so I did do track work when I was in Australia, but most of what I participated in, so through summer they do criteriums, and then through winter we do road racing in Australia. It's the opposite in Europe. And yeah, so in summer you're doing races that are generally about an hour, so sort of 45, 50 kilometer races. And then in winter, the road races can be anywhere from 80 to, I mean, the Melbourne and Warrnambool is the longest, and that's 272 kilometers. So yeah, it's an endurance-based sport. Yeah, definitely.
Like when I think of a cyclist, I think of the real stereotypical, well, there's two stereotypes I see. Like one is the kind of like Brunswick cyclist. If anybody's in Melbourne, just north of the city, like that's one cyclist that I see. And then another stereotype is the mammal, the middle-aged man in Lycra. And often that person is, like you described, you know, really lean, like really lean. But you can imagine that person can cycle for, you know, 270 kilometers. So yeah, I guess you have kind of that shape. It almost looks like something out of like the Ballindrome in like the Olympics, where you, maybe that is what you're referring to with track work. You know, real sprinter legs. Which kind of highlights, and this is a little bit of an educational point, where you know, we often think about weight loss as being some endurance thing, like, oh, I've got to run and keep running, I've got to cycle and keep cycling. And sure, that makes us really skinny. Like you could be like that mammal, meaning the middle-aged man who's really lean, really small legs, maybe big calves, sure, but you had to cycle for 300 kilometers. Maybe that's your goal and that's totally fine. But if you want to look like Dean with big bulging quads and big shoulders, like you need to do some sprint work. You need to probably lift some heavy weights and put some resistance through your body to make the muscle grow, which I think is really cool.
Definitely.
Now, Dean, I want to talk about some challenges. So I'm sure it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows, even though you've got a bit of a fitness background. You probably, you know, have that mindset of being an athlete and being in the gym and training and stuff like that. But over that 6-week period, can you speak about some challenges that you had to face and had to overcome to achieve this great result you did?
Yeah, the biggest, I didn't have heaps of challenges, to be honest. When I do something, which is why I wanted to sign up, I'm very, very structured and pretty good at sticking to things. The biggest challenge definitely at the start and probably the first 2 weeks was nutrition and working my way out through the formulas and like what you guys prescribe. And then in the end, I just broke it down because I have tracked before with my fitness power, just put in my calories, my fats, proteins, and carbs, worked out the system that worked for me. And then once I worked that out, it was actually pretty simple. I pretty much ate the same thing, to be honest, most days, just rotated my meats, my proteins. But the training definitely wasn't a challenge. I actually did the beginner program, which probably most people would find pretty interesting, which was a big lesson actually that I learned. But I looked at what I had and I actually only had 15 kilo dumbbells, 22 and a half, and a set of 30s. That's literally all I had. And I made it work. And yeah, that, I guess that was a challenge in itself. But yeah, picking the beginner program, even though, you know, I have done advanced things, but it blows my mind of how much muscle I packed on doing the beginner program with minimal equipment. So, you know, it just goes to show you don't need all the fancy bells and whistles to do stuff. So, that's it.
I love that so much. And, you know, commonly, talking about that idea of beginner, intermediate, and advanced, we have people sign up to the challenge and they want to do the advanced program because they perceive that that's going to give them the advanced results, the best results possible. And if anything, as we mature through our fitness career, we end up kind of doing less. And if anything, we sometimes use like less load because we learn how to apply the stimulus to our body. And I'm sure that, man, I can really relate to you. Like my program probably looks like a beginner program to most people. I might do like 3, maybe 4 exercises of like 2, maybe 3 sets of, you know, maybe like 6 to 12 reps. Nothing fancy, nothing wild. And I'm just at home, just like what you were through COVID. And I might have a little bit more equipment. I've got a barbell, some plates. I've got, you know, 250 odd kilos of plates. So, you know, I could do a few more things than maybe yourself, but I'm, you know, lucky I have that environment. But I think we get caught up in the fitness space where we want to make things really complicated and do the really fancy exercises and use all the machines and the, you know, all the toys that we have available to us, but the simple things work. And I love that you only had maybe what, 3 sets of dumbbells, or was it like 3 individual dumbbells? And
no, I had three sets. And a 1x1 foam mat for lunges and stuff. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I wasn't sure how it was going to go, but yeah, it's very, I got a lot out of those dumbbells.
Were you training like in an apartment space, or did you have like a garage or outdoors? Like what was it like?
Nah. So apartment space, just on the patio at the front. So didn't even have much room and stuff. So it was good, but I was riding my bike as well. But with limited food, it was quite hard at the start to ride. So I reduced my riding a lot. Like I was only doing maybe an hour to during a day. So that was my kind of cardio piece. But yeah, the other thing I learned was the nutrition timing, you know, that was really basing my carbs around when I was going to ride my bike, so I wasn't feeling flat or my training. And yeah, you really got the hang of it after probably 2-3 weeks. It's good.
No, awesome. Look, Dean, I want to speak a little bit about change. Now, it sounds like, again, you know, you're from a bit of a fitness background, a bit of an athletic background, and you might have used the challenge to kind of get yourself back on track with everything. But if you were to go back 6 weeks before the challenge started and compare yourself to now, can you speak about some of the changes that you may have made and what your life kind of looks like and might look differently from that past 6 weeks?
Yeah, so it's definitely made me think about a lot of things, you know, like discipline and just staying on track and living a bit more of a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, some of the key takeaways with the nutrition and stuff and, you know, not letting myself blow out on the weekends and just keeping it a little bit more in line. Totally, probably the biggest changes, to be honest. And then I've actually kept doing the program, just changed the exercises around. So I'm still trying to do, you know, keeping it very simple, sort of 3 sets, 10 to 12 reps, very basic, and just mixed up some of the exercises so they're not so repetitive, just change the program around. And that's something I'll probably just keep doing because, yeah, I don't want to get soft muscles again and let the missus give me some, put dirt on me.
No, I love it. Are you still planning to train at home or are you going to head into the gym again?
Yeah. Good question. We actually just bought down in Germano and we've got a double car garage. So we're going to deck out the gym there and I'll probably, I want to get cables and stuff. Like make it half decent, but I probably will duck back into the gym in the interim. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Are you going to get like a big rig for some CrossFit work?
Yeah, I think she's got it all planned out. So I think we'll have a pretty decent gym, which will be nice because, you know, I was only doing, you know, the workouts, those beginner workouts are probably only taking me maybe 40 minutes max. So when you crunch for time, there's no excuses really.
Yeah. Well, I hope in the garage that there's some good ceiling clearance because I'm sure that your partner's probably doing lots of muscle ups and she's got to have some space, right?
Yeah, no, we got enough height to do all that stuff. Yeah, for sure. No,
good. Well, look, Dean, I want to finish up here with advice. So I'm sure many people have come up to you already asking you, you know, how did you do it? What advice can you give me? But if someone did come to you and was about to start their fitness journey, wanted to lose a bit of body weight or wanted to get fit and healthy, what advice would you give that person?
You know, I just sign up. Like that's the first thing, just sign up, put yourself in the deep end. You know, I tried to drag a couple of mates with me. Actually, I tried to drag 2 friends with me, Trent and Mike. I'm going to give them a shout out to hopefully they sign up to the next one. But just sign up. Like that's literally, I didn't want to do the photos and, you know, I've never really done a super strict, calorie deficit like that before in my life either. Like I'm, you know, when I was training full time, it's up to like 400 grams carbs and then 200. So, you know, just have a crack and follow the program. Just listen to the coaches, follow the program because it definitely works if you follow it. And it's only 6 weeks. It's over before you know it. You know, like I was through halfway and I think halfway I was, you know, I had actually didn't lose that much weight at the start, if I recall. But then halfway it started coming off and then the last 2 weeks I really leaned out and the muscle started to show. And, you know, once you start seeing those results, it's exciting. This is actually working. Like this is cool, you know, and it kind of feeds you on to keep going. So just jump head first in, just sign up and then you won't regret it. The rest is history.
Awesome. Amazing advice there, Dean. Well, look, let's wrap up there, my friend. I want to take a moment to thank you for being part of the Challenge podcast. And, you know, thank you for an amazing transformation. You've shown us that, you know, even if we're just a little bit, you know, out of shape, we maybe gained a couple of kilos, maybe started to feel a little bit soft, that we can bounce back and we don't have to wait until we're, you know, in our mid 40s to kind of do something about it. And we could still achieve, you know, a really amazing transformation. So, man, you know, thank you for, yeah, a great result. Thank you for inspiring people and you know, thank you for being our champion.
Awesome. Thank you.